Back home, and the Prime Minister's personal standing has taken a hit as she, the Treasurer and the Finance Minister all head out for a week of selling the budget. Two polls out today show the Coalition maintains a sizeable lead over Labor after preferences, with the government yet to get any bounce from the budget. But Tony Abbott is making ground on Julia Gillard. The AC Nielsen poll has Tony Abbott just shy of Julia Gillard as the preferred Prime Minister, while News poll has voter satisfaction with the Prime Minister dropping to a record low. The government says the budget wasn't designed for opinion polls. It was designed to get the economic settings right and see the creation of 500,000 jobs in 2 years. Labor sources say it's been well received by peak business groups and market economists. The opposition leader is in Brisbane, kicking off his week of travelling around the country, campaigning on the cost of living and against Labor's carbon tax. He spoke to Alexandra Kirk.
Tony Abbott, you're making some ground on Julia Gillard on a number of fronts. What do you put that down to?
Look, I'm not going to run a commentary on opinion polls, Alex, but I do think it's pretty clear that this is a government which isn't listening. This is a government which said before the election there would be no carbon tax. Now there's going to be a carbon tax. Don't think people like it, and that's why people are getting very, very critical of this government and this Prime Minister.
Voter opinion on the budget appears evenly split. The Prime Minister, the Treasurer and the Finance Minister are out selling the budget this week. How much of your focus will be on the budget?
Well, the trouble with the budget is that it was tough on families, but it wasn't tough on waste, and that's the problem. I mean, this is a government which never seems to learn. I mean, the set-top box issue. I mean, why should the government be paying $350 to do something which the private sector will do for $168? Why should the government be sending people into pensioners' homes to do a bad job at a high price?
Well, on that issue, will you oppose that measure?
Well, again, what I've said, Alex, on all of the various budget items is that our position will be clear when they come into the Parliament, but we're not going to run a, will you do this and will you do that just to suit the convenience of the Labor Party.
Well, the Prime Minister says you were born to say no and that's what you're doing. Is that a fair characterisation of your position on most things at this point?
I think that we shamed the government into finally doing something on mental health, which I'm very pleased with. So I think there's a sense in which we've been setting the agenda from opposition. The Prime Minister herself admitted that to caucus last week. So I'm pretty happy with the way things are going.
But are you still holding out hope for an early election?
Well, as I said, I think if the Prime Minister wants a carbon tax, if she really believes in the thing, she should take it to the people. She shouldn't try to legislate it without seeking a mandate.
Well, the Labor and the Greens both say no. So what's going to change?
Well, Bob Brown kind of gave his instruction to the Prime Minister. He more or less publicly said on Friday, look, the Prime Minister won't be having an early election. And I think it was a pretty telling illustration of who the real power is in this government.
Well, Julia Gillard says you want an early election because the only tactic of opposing everything won't last the distance, that you can't sustain that for another 2 years until an election is due.
Well as I said, Alex, it would be utterly unconscionable for a government elected on a clear platform of not having a carbon tax to then say, oh, we're going to have a carbon tax without first seeking to validate that incredible backflip.
If none of the parties pull the plug, at some point your campaign will have to change, won't it? Because can you really sustain this for more than 2 years?
I think the Australian public don't like being conned by politicians. And to go to an election saying there'll be no carbon tax under the government I lead, and then blithely to change your mind, that's the ultimate political con. And I don't think the public like it for one minute.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, speaking there to Alexandra Kirk.